I'm Rob Urey, and I think circumstances are going to drive recreation of the left. It's been pretty moribund for years, and quite frankly, fairly depressing. I was part of Occupy. I've been marching and protesting for 30 years now. But economic circumstances are going to force people to take a stand. And so my sense is that within the next few years, unless there's a major turnaround, which doesn't seem likely given the political leadership or lack of political leadership, that people will be forced to take a stand. And so I'm hopeful, but also very tired of it taking so long. And I'd like to meet some people, make some contacts, and get a sense of what's going on. I'm working active on a number of different issues, ending mass incarceration, left economics, et cetera. And so I really want to make some contacts and get involved in organizing. There's been a lot of deep thought on the left, but what we really need is organizing. We need to get people together, and we need to get them back in the streets.
My name is Amina Khawaja, and I'm from the Bronx. I think not united. I think there's disunity, especially after the Occupy Wall Street movement and how it was cracked down on in New York. At least I'm talking about the state of the left in New York City. That because it was met with such force that people are actually afraid, in New York City at least, to be involved with the movement. I'm here at the Left Forum because I want to be educated about issues that I'm concerned about that you don't hear about in mainstream news or at other venues. Issues related to the Middle East, issues related to economic disparity in the United States, issues with respect to surveillance and freedom of speech.
My name is Robert Chandon. I'm a university student coming from Texas at the Left Conference wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt. I think the left is growing. It's getting more popular with the masses. You know, examples can be seen with people like Elizabeth Warren, the president, appealing to the young on public transportation, more economic justice for people, that kind of thing. So I think the left is growing in the sense that they're more willing to vote for people in the left or more willing to donate time or have discourse about left ideologies and goals. I'm expecting, you know, more pragmatic solutions on how to gain left-wing traction policies in Congress.
My name is Ursula Rosam. I'm from Syracuse, New York, and I'm here at Left Forum. I think that the state of the left is maybe not as fractured as some people think it is, but I think we are in a moment where we're trying to figure out a common identity and realizing that past fractures and splits aren't really getting us anywhere. So I think the state of the left is in a place of openness and people willing to talk to one another. And this year I'm really excited to go to some panels on things like fighting student debt, for example.
My name is Delitha Hayden. I'm from California, and I'm with California Families Against Solitary Confinement. And I definitely feel that there's hope, so that's why I'm attending this, to get more information and see how we can network and come together and not be so fragmented. We need to find out where our common goals are and bring them together, truly network, and be supportive of one another.
My name is Joshua McDermott. I'm from Idaho, small town in Idaho. I'm affiliated with the African Socialist Movement. I started working with them after I went to Sierra Leone last summer. The left right now, in general, is fractured. I think where the most opportunity with the left lies is in the developing world, especially with the collapse of the global financial system and lots of backlash against neoliberal policies. I think if there's going to be any major organized, really significant movements, it's probably going to be coming from the developing world. We're here to network, and there's not a lot of coverage of especially West Africa, especially in a socialist context. So that's our hope, is to just spread the message that there is a socialist movement in West Africa.
My name is Sarah Pomar, and I'm from Queens, New York City. What I'm taking away from the panels that I've been to and from the literature and the people and just the general atmosphere that I've experienced today is that I think there's an opening, more so than ever, for more radical analysis and radical politics. And I think there seems to be a quality in people to be, I guess, more bolder in their critiques of the system, and also with a sense of continuity. I think I feel like a lot of people at the Left Forum and the panels that I've been to are making more connections to the past and our history, that I think sometimes our collective memory in this country and the whole idea of American exceptionalism kind of keeps us at bay, kind of doesn't allow us to recall a radical history. But I think this is a place where I think people are leaving here inspired and looking forward to continuing building social movements and self-healing and taking it where it needs to go for the people.
Out of the several names I have as a human rightist, my name is Harry Tubman. At the plenary with the Cornel West and Ronowitz and Amy Goodman, that was enlightening. The one thing I took away from that is that we all, with our different interests, should have a certain sense of integrity and honesty with each other as times our interests clash. And we should be honest about that instead of kind of, okay, yeah, well, but, and then they go back to their own thing.
I'm Michael. I'm a student at City College. I live in Brooklyn. I've been coming to Left Forum for 5 years. It's a place to meet people interested in working class politics. Sometimes the forums are kind of academic, but, you know, there's a lot of speakers here, hundreds of speakers every weekend. There's dozens of panels at any given time, so there's usually something interesting and, you know, people to talk to who you wouldn't run into the rest of the year. I went to an interesting panel on Leninism and elections. You know, I was talking about the elections, Cassant's election in Seattle, a socialist to the Seattle City Council. There was a speaker there who ran as a socialist in Minneapolis, and just interesting debate about the benefits or setbacks of running on the Green Party slate. So an interesting discussion about an alternative electoral way forward, which the left hasn't been that much of a part of for a long time.
My name is Francesca. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm with Socialist Alternative, the group of Shama Sawant. What I've gotten out of the forum so far, I've been talking with people from different groups, sort of learning about their ideas. I've been talking to, I'm learning from the panels, I'm learning from the panelists, and I've also been contributing to things that I'm fully confident in my contributions about, like teachers union work, which is what I do.
My name is Pramila Agarwal. I'm from Toronto. I went to a forum on Bhopal, and this is going to be 30 years since the Bhopal environmental disaster, the Union Carbide disaster, which they created. And what we were thinking about and talking about is that how the corporations are really terrorizing populations and get away with paying a small amount of fine every now and then. The neoliberal sort of agenda of these corporations is all powerful. The people from the ground, the activists and thoughtful academics are actually not letting it rest. And 30 years later, they are still fighting, and I'm just totally impressed by that, that there is hope.
My name is Grace Chen. I'm from Flushing, Queens. And I'm a student, and I just heard about this through, a email, internet thing. I've never been to any of these, but, you know, as a student, my political consciousness is expanding. Just seeing so many people being passionate about what they do is really influencing me, and I'm just here to really learn.
My name is Richard Wolf, and I'm an enthusiastic member of the board of the Left Forum, as well as an enthusiastic attendee. And I guess, to be brutally honest, the thing that most affects me is seeing thousands of people who consider themselves part of a left in this country come together to listen to each other's arguments and thoughts and reflections, to hear about one another's projects, to be supportive but also critical in a constructive way. That's a sign of a healthy left, and that's very, very encouraging to me, as I think it is to everybody here. Above and beyond the specific things you learn or the literature you discover or the project you learn about, there is this sense of being part of a larger community that is the most important sustaining element we all need.